Where are you going? Bernard, are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
I am sitting in the Oval Office with a pen in hand waiting for our senators to give it to me.
Be Heil! Heil! Righty.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Righty.
Donald
Trump.
Space.
Ben. Donald
Trump.
Says.
For years, they've been talking about repeal, replace, repeal, replace. I think they passed it 61 times, repeal and replace. But that didn't mean anything.
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald
Trump.
Face in her.
Donald
Trump.
Says.
We have a president that's waiting to sign it. I have pen in hand.
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Face. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman?
Yeah, we are the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder.
When Donald
Trump
says.
My son is a wonderful young man. He took a meeting with a Russian lawyer.
Be Heil. Heil! Righty.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Righty.
Donald Trump.
Space.
I am sitting in the Oval Office with a pen in hand waiting for our senators to give it to me.
Be Heil! Heil! Righty.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Righty.
Donald Trump.
Space!
Crowds are good if you keep moving. Open spaces are good. Talking in the street is okay, if you have to. Never, never talk in a car or in your hotel room except for the benefit of their microphones. If you've read anything about playing the radio or running the taps, forget it.
That's right. The source is the star of the show, and the star decides whether to make the meeting or abort.
This is fun. Is that why you keep it secret?
If you need to write something down, use a single sheet of paper on a hard surface that leaves no impression. The issue is why. That's what you're looking for all the time. If we trust the motive, we trust the man. And we can trust the material. Is she a spy? It's voice activated, sir.
I'm looking for a pickpocket.
A take? What's his name?
I don't know. He stole a wallet from a woman's purse on a bus this morning.
You know what he looks like?
Yeah.
We're in business. Duplessis here. Send me the file on the takes. Yeah, as soon as possible. I got the impression from the lieutenant you were after some commies.
This is part of it. The woman whose purse he picked had been passing military information onto them. She was on her way to a contact when this happened.
Do you know who the contact is?
No. Got a line on everybody else in the setup except him. He just happens to be the top man.
That is a rotten break.
He's the mover. We do know that as soon as he can lay hands on the film she was carrying, he'll fly it out of the country.
The long-awaited mission is here. Chenkov is K-A-12.
K-A. Cold War legend. Highly trained Russian sleeper agents inserted into American society to sabotage and assassinate. Supposedly, they'd wait years to strike. Decades, even.
Supposedly.
What's the matter, Ted? You don't believe in moles?
Oh, I believe in moles, all right. This guy's selling smoke.
And what would you like in return for that information?
I simply wish to help you do what you need to do.
You're good.
The KA program is brilliant. But I'm officially off duty, so...
You can tell the rest of your little story to one of my colleagues.
Villainiskaya.
Yes.
The name of the Russian agent is...
Villainiskaya. Natalia Villainiskaya.
My name is...
Natalia Villainiskaya.
Then you are a Russian spy.
Truthful.
So far, the fMRI scan registers truthful on everything he said.
I can't believe this. This is, like, intelligent.
I'm not comfortable with this.
This is, like, I can't believe that I'm seeing.
Manolo found it.
On the floor there.
Yeah, Manolo found, like, this CD just lying in a locker. Locker floor, ladies' locker.
Just lying there.
I'm like, what, someone's music or what? And I come in here, and it's these files, man.
I'm not comfortable with this.
Talking about SIGINT and signals and which signals means code, you know?
He was just lying there.
Talking here about department heads and their names, and then there's these other files that are just, like... Numbers, arrayed. Numbers and dates and numbers and numbers and dates and numbers and...
8, 5, 4, 5, 4, 5, 4, 5, 9, 5, 9, 0.
I think that's, man, the raw intelligence.
I'm not touching this. I want this out of here.
Just throw it out?
No, you can't do that.
I don't know. You figure it out. But I'm not comfortable with this, and I want this out of...
Manolo. Didn't find this.
I find it on the floor there.
Yeah, I know, but...
Right there on the floor there. Just lying there.
Did he mention anything about falsification of results?
He talks about the great lie. Everything is part of the great lie.
Go on.
Are you part of the great lie also, Paul?
What?
I think I am also allowed to ask questions.
Of course. Ask.
Are you a spy?
No.
Are you alone in this, or were you sent by others?
Answer.
I'm alone. I'm alone, and that's the God's truth.
Yakov said he will meet you in Leningrad in 4 days from now. He has proposed 3 places and 3 times. he will keep one of the appointments if he can.
Good.
Not quite certain, but it's messy. Kalima 2 tells us they have computer files from an ex-analyst of mine, our man in the Russian embassy.
Mm.
They were brought in to them by a woman...
The Russians?
Yeah, it was brought in by a woman named...
Natalia Veleniskaya.
Associate of a guy named...
Renat Akhmetshin.
Pictures in the file.
The Russians?
Yeah.
Who's...
Akhmetshin!
Treasury guy who has been, screwing. That must be how they got the files. Or maybe he knows about them. They all seem to be sleeping with each other.
All right, spare me.
Yes, sir, but this treasury guy, it's become complicated.
And this,
Natalia Veleniskaya.
Yeah, she's treasury?
No. We're fuzzy on her.
So we don't really know what anyone is after?
Not really, sir.
And this analyst, ex-analyst, yeah. What's his clearance level?
3.
Okay. No biggie. Just, for now, just keep an eye on everyone and see what they do.
Yes, sir. And we'll interface with the FBI on this...
No, God, no. We don't want those idiots bumbling around in this. They get rid of it. And keep an eye on everyone. See what they do. Report back to me when, I don't know, when it makes sense.
Now, the price for the license is less than $20,000, am I right?
That's right.
Now, why would I ever consider paying more than that?
Because I intend to squeeze you. I don't like your kind of people. I don't like to see you come out to this clean country and try to pass yourselves off as decent Americans. I'll do business with you, but the fact is that I despise your masquerade, the dishonest way you pose yourself.
Senator, we're both part of the same hypocrisy. But never think it applies to my family.
All right. Some people have to play little games. You play yours. So let's just say that you'll pay me because it's in your interest to pay me. But I want your answer in the money by noon tomorrow. And one more thing. Don't you contact me again, ever. From now on, you deal with Turnbull.
Open the door, sir. Senator, you can have my answer now if you like. My offer is this. Nothing. Not even the fee for the gaming license, which I would appreciate if you would put up personally.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How did you know the Reds? That's classified information.
It's top secret.
Well, it's no secret why the Reds tests keep failing. The numbers don't lie.
And you figured all that out with this. Half the data's redacted.
Well, what's there tells a story if you read between the lines.
You did the math.
Yes, sir.
And how do you know about
the... Renat Akhmetshin!
That's not math. That data's not here, like he said. It's classified.
I held it up to the light.
You held it up to the light?
Yes, sir.
Well, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a spy, Catherine?
Am I what?
I said, are you a Russian spy?
No, sir. I'm not Russian.
She's not Russian, sir.
What is this?
Russian embassy.
I told Mr. Krepkin I might be stopping by.
Madam, you are mistaken. I'm assistant cultural attaché. The organs of state security are not allowed to function within the borders of your country.
Organs?
Yes.
But what if I had, say, secrets of highly... secrets that might interest the organs of the...
Yes.
That's just a taste.
May I ask the source of this material?
No, you may not.
He's very high up.
Chad!
I'm just saying, he's high up.
Could you wait, please?
I do have a date. Hey! The fish has bitten.
Huh? Oh, yeah, he seems cool.
Could you accompany me, please?
Look, I have a date, so...
There's a plane waiting for us to take us to Miami in an hour. They'll make a big thing about it. I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
Russians?
Mm-hmm. Russian embassy, yeah.
Are you sure?
Hey, the guy was not hard to follow, as you know.
Why could they go to the Russians? Why? I'm sorry. Thank you, Hal.
Hey, no problemo.
Look, Ozzy, I hate to be the paranoid old spook, but those two guys seem very interested in you.
You haven't gone poofy on me, have you, Oz?
Can I help you? I'm sorry if I was staring, but your face looks familiar. It's Princeton, 73?
Yeah.
I can't remember your name.
Osborne Cox.
I thought so. Served and witnessed. You have a real nice evening.
All right, let me explain something to you, Mr. Black.
You know who I am, I know who you are.
Perhaps. But appearances can be deceptive.
Yeah. What you're engaged in is blackmail. That is a felony, that's for starters.
Appearances can be deceptive. I'm a mere good Samaritan who...
Secondly, the unauthorized dissemination of classified material is a federal crime. If you ever carried out your proposed threat, you would experience such a storm of consequences, my friend, that your empty little head would be spinning faster than the wheels of your Schwinn bicycle back there.
You think that's a Schwinn?
Now, give me the floppy or the CD or whatever it is,
as soon as you give us the money.
I haven't got a lot to say, Mike.
We have time.
I was kept pretty much in the dark. I didn't know all that much.
What about now? Is there anything you can help me out with? Anything you can tell me now?
He said that you and Roth were in on a big deal together. And that there was something in it for me if I could help him out. He said that you were being tough on the negotiations. But if they could get a little help and close the deal fast, it'd be good for the family.
You believe that story? You believe that?
He said there was something in it for me, on my own. I've always taken care of you, Fredo.
Taking care of me? You take care of me? Did you ever think about that? Huh? Did you ever once think about that? Send Fredo off to do this. Send Fredo off to do that. Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. Send Fredo to pick somebody up at the airport. It ain't the way I wanted it. I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart and I want respect.
Is there anything you can tell me about this investigation? Anything more?
The Senate lawyer.
He belongs to...
Drunf.
Fredo, you're nothing to me now. You're not a brother. You're not a friend. I don't want to know you or what you do. I don't want to see you at the hotels. I don't want you near my house. When you see our mother, I want to know a day in advance so I won't be there. You understand?
Mikey.
I know very well what you represent. You represent the idiocy of today.
I don't represent that either.
Oh, yeah. You're in league with that moronic...
Drunk.
Part of a league of morons.
No.
Oh, yes. You see, you're one of the morons I've been fighting my whole life. My whole life. But guess what? Today, I win.
Who are you?
What?
Who are you? The CIA? NSA? Your military? Who do you work for? Who do you work for? Who are you?
I'm just...
Natalia Villaniskaya.
And I was thinking, why haven't they arrested us? It took me a while to work it out. But of course... they wanted the shopping list. So there was a crunch. To save your precious secrets, or to trade them for Katya and her family. The easiest decision I ever made. And if you wouldn't have done the same, then you've learned nothing. Dante was right. The Grey Men are keeping alive the arms race, which nobody's supposed to want. It's all over for the secrets game. Your day is done, old boy. Publish and be saved.
I need to betray my country. I haven't got much time. And don't tell me you don't know who to get in touch with. Just do it, hmm?
You want to meet them in the morning and agree a contract, right? You must smile. They're watching us. Your side and my side. We're going to beat them both. I can't save Yakov. Nothing can.
That's impossible. They'll turn him over directly to the Internal Revenue, Customs, and half the FBI.
It's not impossible. Nothing's impossible.
There's no way we can get to him.
Tom, you know you surprised me. If anything in this life is certain, if history's taught us anything, it says you can find anyone.
There is more material?
Well, there's a lot more. But we want to be paid first.
You are not ideological.
I don't think so.
For the
film clips
this week from the
Russia,
yes,
the cake,
affair,
after
reading
and the
Godfather
part 2, and thanks to
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Stephen Colbert,
the
Cornet Project,
and
Spike Jones,
and
Barry.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.